things that we mentioned last time, which is now we talked about not just the things that a person can do to improve their, the bitachon helps them in getting to Olam Haba, but it also helps them in Olam Hazeh. So one of the points that he makes is that if a person really starts to be mechazik, this idea, or this inyan, that whatever it is that I have is the things that Hashem has given me because that's what I need to fulfill my job in life. I have it, it's what I need to fulfill my job. I don't have it, then I don't need it. What that ends up doing, he says, is it also frees a person from something else. And that is the sense of keeping up with the Joneses. The feeling that I have to, that person has, if they have some, maybe I should have it. But they got, now they did that, Shoshana, also, right, they expanded that, they got a new car, you know. Every time you watch other people get things physically in life, right, they get things in Olam Hazeh, and we start to feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm like falling behind. Maybe it's not right, maybe I'm supposed to have that, maybe there's something I'm not doing right, maybe, right, and if I have that sense of bitachon, so I can be, he says, I'll be free. He writes this. He gives a menucha saleh midagos ha'olam hazeh. You have a menucha, a freedom from the worries of olam hazeh. Vishava mehisrotz etzus ha'nefesh u'mitzara al heder tavosev ha'gufanit. A person doesn't have to worry so much about the rat race, running and trying to get this and get more and get that. To feel the way I have to do my ishtalos, as we always say, to do what I have to do to get what's necessary for myself. But not, right, stretching myself more because maybe I need to get what somebody else has. And then he makes a second point, which is actually totally related to the point just before. And that is that a person, again, who has Zimbabwe Tachon, has worked on this midah. So what ends up happening is they don't feel the need to do things that are unusual or extraordinary in order to find themselves successful enough in Parnassa. By the way, not just in Parnassa, in health, in other areas. So it's do things that are above and beyond that is what is normal. I have conversations like this all the time with my students in Yeshiva who are trying to figure out what they want to do in their lives. So oftentimes I'll have a student come to me and say, look, I could go into X or Y or Z field, or I'll go to X field. The example that's the most extreme that guys can talk about is investment banking. They walk into investment banking, so their first job, what are they going to have to work? They're going to have to work from 7 in the morning until 1 in the morning. And they're married, they have children, and they know they never raise their kids. So sometimes they say, I'll do it for 2 years, it'll set me up, and then I'll be okay. It'll be amazing. I'll be set up in a job afterwards, and it'll be great. But then it's worth it, and it's worth that, you know, that sacrifice. And by the way, for some people, maybe it is. But the conversation, at least, right, is about this. The conversation is the important part, not the decision at the end. The question of, is this normal for me? Is this something that I should really be doing? Or is this too much? Is this so much investment that is abnormal and really so over the top that now I'm living behind that sense of bitachon that at the end of the day, if I get a regular job, right? But we know to live around here, not the simple regular job, but to get enough, to make enough that I can do what's normal, so that's the question that a person is able to ask themselves. And if they have a sense of bitachon, it's easier to make those decisions and to say, you know what? As long as I'm doing what's reasonable, making reasonable decisions, and making a reasonable amount of shtalos, might be hard work, might be a lot of work, but it's still reasonable. So then it's appropriate. And I don't have to worry so much. Well, maybe I should have this, and maybe I should have that. Because I have that sense of bitachon. And by the way, like I said, it's not just true in Parnassa, it's true in other areas as well. A person goes to a doctor because they have they're having trouble with their health. And they go to one opinion and say, well, maybe I should go to a second opinion. Okay, so you get a second opinion. Should I go to a third opinion? A fourth opinion? You drive yourself crazy. But a person has a sense of bitachon and says to himself, I have to do what's reasonable and normal. So I do what's reasonable and normal. In every case, obviously, is different. But that sense of, at the end of the day, I do the normal things, I do reasonable hashtalos, that I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu will do the things that, again, the things are appropriate for me. So that gives a person, a menuchas ha'nefesh, number one, from running after hanukkah olam hazeh that other people have and maybe are not for me. And also gives me menuchas ha'nefesh, I don't have to do things that are extraordinary, above and beyond. I can do the reasonable, rational, appropriate hashtalos and not have to constantly be worried that maybe I do. Every time I'm in a question of the purpose,